Hello everyone, it's Ed, the editor of Vital Wednesday. We have an exclusive interview with British wrestling sensation and Sheffield Wednesday fan Chris Travis coming up. We're doing it now, Chris. Yes, mate.
Sorry, mate.
For those who don't know you, because there will be a lot of Wednesdayites and people in Sheffield listening to this that will, who is Chris Travis?
Chris Travis is a professional wrestler from Sheffield, a Sheffield Wednesday fan as well. I've been wrestling about 13 years. Most recognisable probably from the casual fan point of view, from Challenge TV's TNA British Bootcamp, which aired the tail end of last year. I got through to the final six on that one. Basically, it was a reality TV programme. And it got whittled down from thousands of entries of wrestlers in UK. Got down to the final six, and the winner would go to America. Well, the final six would go to America, and the winner would get a TNA contract. But unfortunately, I had to pull out when I was in the final six, so it wasn't great. But from anyone who's into wrestling, they'll probably know me from being one of the, well, I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but one of the better known UK wrestlers for the last 10 or so years. There's a core group of us, and we've wrestled up and down the country. And recently, it was August, September last year, unfortunately, I got diagnosed with stomach cancer, so it's been a long road back from August last year, but in 3 days' time, August the 7th, I'll be having my big comeback match. So right now, it's pretty much full circle. It's back to square one, my first match since my stomach cancer. So yeah, I'm a big Sheffield Wednesday fan as well, so some people might know me from the matches, although I've not been for quite a few years now.
Yeah, like you say, Chris, you've got down to the final six of British Bootcamp on Challenge TV, which I believe was with TNA Wrestling, for those who don't know, arguably the second promotion in North America behind the WWE. Obviously, it's, for a young man, it must have been devastating to hear those words, Chris. I mean, can you sort of like tell a few people about it? What it was to a guy in his prime looking to go to America with a big wrestling organisation to finding out that he was quite ill.
It was horrible, really. I remember at the time leading up to getting into boot camp and leading up to the auditions and leading up to everything like that, I had been ill for a good couple of months before that, you know. I was getting progressively worse. I was going to the doctors a lot. The doctors just kept telling me, no, nothing's wrong. It's just you've got a bad stomach. And then next minute, oh, you've got irritable bowel syndrome. And I just knew the stomach wasn't right. I was being sick every single night. And that went on for months. And it finally came to a head. I got through to the final six. We shot the commercial for Sky TV the next day. We had the big photo shoot, we did the commercial, and I was really sick after, like, halfway through the day. I had to run to the toilet. I was sick, it was horrible. And then, like, it was 5 days later, we were meant to be flying out, but it was literally 2 days after the Sky commercial that I think I collapsed at home, and then I had to go to the hospital, and that's when they finally found out what was wrong with me, and told me that, yeah, I had a tumour in my stomach, and it wasn't just, a lot of times with stomach cancer, it's, they find a tumour, they do 9 weeks of chemotherapy, then take it out, then 9 weeks of chemotherapy, but this tumour had grown so large, and I was so poorly at that point already, that we had to skip chemotherapy at that point, and they had to take, around 70% of my stomach out. And then I had to do 18 weeks of chemotherapy afterwards. It was one of the most surreal and horrible things of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've not been, I suppose, through your profession, you've not been one to lie down. You've turned a negative into a positive, and you've been really vocal on multimedia and social media streams about your charity work now. Can you tell us a bit about how you've turned the negative of cancer into a positive with your fundraising? Absolutely, very worthy cause for those in the Sheffield area. Absolutely. Guys, what we'll say now is that's the end of part one with Chris Travis. Part two, if you're okay to stick around, Chris will be coming up, where he'll talk a bit more about the subject we all love, Sheffield Wednesday.